This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. Missouri State Treasurer Clint Zweifel hopes some online assistance will help his office track down the rightful owners or family heirs of more than 120 abandoned military medals. Zweifel promoted a new state law today that allows him to publicly share the names, last known addresses, and other identifying information of possible medal owners. The unclaimed property includes three Purple Heart medals. The Purple Heart is one of the highest military honors. A slew of new state laws takes effect in Missouri today. They include one that creates new tax credits designed to lure amateur sporting events to the state, such as NCAA tournament basketball games and Olympic trials. It was sponsored by Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County.
It's an opportunity for us as a state to move forward and attract these really important events that can generate a lot of revenue, not just for the state, but for those businesses, those restaurants, those bars, the hotels that support these major events. And I think it'll be great.
Another new law taking effect today will replace concealed carry endorsements with concealed carry permits and transfer their oversight from the Department of Revenue to local sheriff's offices. Other new laws include one that will exempt some farm chores by kids under 16 from child labor rules, and another that will create treatment courts for military veterans. A Missouri school official has been cleared of wrongdoing in a State Fair Rodeo Act that mocked President Barack Obama. Albert Watkins, an attorney for Boonville Superintendent Mark Ficken, said Wednesday an investigation by the district found Ficken was not involved in inappropriate actions or statements. Ficken was an announcer at the rodeo, but has said he was unaware a clown was going to rile up the crowd to watch a bull charge a man wearing an Obama mask. Some initial media reports attributed the remarks to the announcer, not the clown. The Boonville School District sought an independent review of Ficken's role after the August 10th incident. Rodeo clown Tuffy Gessling told KCTV that he was just trying to be funny. A food truck will soon be part of the lunchtime choices for students at Columbia High Schools. The district says the truck will bring more food options and help with overcrowded lunchrooms at its high schools. The district ordered the truck on Monday. Lena Fulham is the Nutrition Services Director for the district. She says the pork and chicken offered on the truck will meet USDA standards for school lunches and will be available for the free or reduced lunch program. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the truck will cost the district about $30,000. The truck will visit Hickman and Rockbridge High Schools twice a week and Battle High School once a week. The district is also offering a special line of foods at its schools for children who suffer from allergies. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.